Well, our group was formed about 2009, and it came about because a group of like-minded people, friends and people that we knew from the locality, were interested in the history of the area, and I'd found quite a lot of historical documents about our farm, and we set about putting together some activities for school children based on the history of the farm, which was mainly the materials were on the Tudor period. So for the last 5 years, that's what we've been doing, running events for school children. And then we won an award, the Bayer Face Award for Innovative Learning, a national award for what we've been doing. And we felt more confident about putting in an application to try and connect the historical documents to the archaeology on the ground. We've had three sources of funding.
Yeah.
We've had Heritage Lottery funding. We've also had funding from the McAston Trust. And we've also had funding from the Peak District National Park, the Sustainable Development Fund. So together, we've gathered enough money together yeah. to pay for the professionals.
Okay, so the project Peeling Back the Layers.
Yes.
Catherine, just tell me a bit about that.
Okay, well, this is the name that we've given to the community archaeology project that's based at Underwhitel Farm, which is where Elspeth lives, and which has been the focus of the group. And basically, this is an archaeology project that uses surveying techniques and excavation to uncover lots of archaeological features that we know are there on the ground, but we're unsure as to what the date of these are. And I suppose one of the aims of the project is to see whether these archaeological features correspond to some of the documents that Elspeth has uncovered. Mm. We've got Trenton Peak Archaeology, who are based in Nottingham. They're coming to do geophysics on the site, which will be resistivity survey and magnetometry, which is quite exciting. Mm-hmm. We've also got Dr. Ian Parker-Heath, who's going to be leading what can be called a tape and offset survey, which is kind of an old-fashioned, using tape measures kind of thing. So these are the surveys that people can get involved with. We've also had the Environment Agency undertake a LIDAR survey, which is very high-tech survey using drones that have now gone over the area of Sheen. And hopefully we're going to get some lovely data from them very soon.
And we've also got employed a historian as part of this project to lead a group of volunteers to do research to gather more evidence about the history of the people who lived in the area at Whitehall and how they connected to Sheen and the wider manor of Alstonefield.
We've already recruited over 30 volunteers to the project, so we've got plenty of people to help. Mm. The survey starts very soon on the 10th of March until the 19th of March, and we're very busy organising that at the moment. And we have an open day as part of that survey on the 19th of March, which everybody is welcome to come along to.
Yeah. And our youngest volunteer in the history group is 16, and I think the oldest is 79.
So there's no age restrictions then?
No.
So anyone that might be listening and interested in becoming a volunteer, how can they get in touch with you?
They can either find contact details on our website, which is peelingbackthelayers.org, or they can email at peelingback@outlook.com. But yes, if you do want to be a volunteer or you want to come along on any of the days other than the open day, then you do need to get in touch with us first, because we need to be able to manage the numbers that are going to be there, because we've got quite a lot.
And then the excavations start in the summer, don't they, Catherine?
That's right. On the 20th of June, the excavations start until the 9th of July. And where they will depend on the results of the surveys.
Okay, so how much time is required for a volunteer to dedicate to the project?
Whatever they can do, as little or as much as they like. They can come every day if they can. If not, they can come for half a day, they can come for an hour. You know, people can visit and not really get very involved. They can just stand on the edges and someone will explain what's going on to them.
I think we also are going to do a survey of the churchyard of Sheen. One of our group, the Tudor Farming That's Interpretation right. Group, two people are going to lead that, and that will take place over a whole year. So hopefully more local people will join in to do that, as well as the history research
group. Especially if they've got links with relatives, ancestors that may be there.
Mm.